Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. We got a stupid world record on the show today, plus a Bieber impression and a plane concert. It's coming up in just a second.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
The following is a paid announcement from the Joe Johnson Incorporation.
Are you tired of hearing all this talk about healthcare reform? Are you frightened, angered, or confused by the overload of information coming from every direction about healthcare? Mm-hmm. Me too. Hi, I'm Joe Johnson. You may know me from my advertisements for my memory system, my vocabulary builder upper, my Spanish Learno Sistema, or my memory system. Well, I'm fed up with this debate over healthcare, so I decided to do something about it. I am proud to announce my new Jeff Johnson healthcare system. With the Jerry Johnson healthcare system, there are no complicated forms to fill out or qualifying physical exams. We'll just ask you these three simple questions. 1. What is your name? 2. Is there any chance you will be sick or injured in the future? And 3. I'm sorry, what was your name again? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you qualify. It's that simple. Wow. And say goodbye to complicated payment programs and increasing premiums. With the Joe Johnson plan, you'll pay just $99 a month. Many people ask me, John, how can you do this? I tell them it is very simple. We save you lots of money by skipping most of the useless testing and examinations that other companies insist upon.
Oh.
For example, why wait to have a heart attack to get that quadruple bypass you might need at some point in the future, when you could have it right now? There's no more waiting around for injuries to pop up unexpectedly to then get the treatment that might ruin your schedule. I keep hearing talk in the news about a public option. At Joe Johnson Healthcare, we believe your medical treatment should be private. With other plans, when you go to a doctor, he will look at your medical records and history. They seem to know everything about your health and then tell you what to do. We don't even keep records. In fact, most of our customers claim that when they walk in the office, it's as if we don't even remember who they are. Every visit or call will be like your very first. Now, I know people have many questions, so here are some actual paid testimonials from actors portraying genuine clients.
Joe, my doctor says I need a heart transplant. Would that be covered?
Well, that's elective surgery.
Oh.
So yes, of course it is covered. In fact, while they're in there, we'll probably go ahead and replace your lungs, kidneys, pancreas, spleen, and both livers. It's full coverage and preventative health care for everyone. Now, there's no need to wait for your appendix to burst. We'll simply remove your old appendix and replace it with a brand new one. That's the Jerry Johansson difference.
Hmm. Mr. Jameson, what about pre-existing conditions?
We love them. Some companies penalize you or deny covering you with coverage. Not us. If you come to us with a history of a specific condition or disease, we thank you for helping us make our jobs easier. Wow, you have diabetes? You just saved us thousands of dollars in testing and guesswork trying to figure out what's wrong with you. Why would we charge you more money for that?
Jeff, my insurance wouldn't cover two pap smears within the same calendar year. Will that be an issue?
Not at all. You can get as many as you like. In fact, we'll even cover your husband's pap smears at no extra charge.
Wow.
At Joe Johnson Healthcare, we do not believe in discrimination. And we also don't believe in treating people differently because of their different differences. Did you know that most other medical companies won't cover prostate exams for women?
Really?
Well, no. We do. There is no more fuller full coverage anywhere. Don't wait until you're waiting in a crowded waiting room in pain to find out that you chose the wrong health care. Call now and send us $99 to get your coverage card right away. It's easy. Just call the number on your screen, and we'll take care of the rest.
Mr. Johnson, this is a radio commercial.
Oh, my mistake. I'm sorry. Just go to the website address on your screen, and we'll take care of the rest.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Josh Arnold, and Tom, you're looking, dare I say, snazzy. With that haircut.
Oh, gee, thanks. Yeah, we learned the word snazzy. Right, it's been around for quite some time. You don't hear it much anymore.
No, my mom is a big user of snazzy. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Does she think her boy looks snazzy?
Yeah, she will say, oh, that's a snazzy shirt. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Well, I go take this off immediately.
That's a snazzy vest you're wearing for your performance there, Josh.
I see you kept the sideburns very long.
I love them, man.
He wears them.
That's all I got. I'm going to grow them and comb them up.
No, they look cool, though.
I'm going to comb them over.
Yeah.
This could be a...
Stupid world record.
Could be.
But we don't know. A 93-year-old man has landed a hole-in-one on a British golf course.
Aww.
Mr. Jack Ponsford sank an ace on the 135-yard third hole at the Pinnell Golf Club in Harrogate. It was his first ever hole-in-one. He said to get a hole-in-one was a lifetime achievement.
No, you just squeezed it in on top.
Yeah. Now I can die.
Right in the,
I wouldn't have worded it that way.
Right at the finish line.
It says here, it is reported that his shot may have broken a world record.
Oh, okay. Because what? He's the oldest man.
Oh, wow. It may have.
Yeah. I don't know yet.
Well, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hell of a life. Finally made it. First Dunkirk, now this.
Yeah, he's been around for a while.
Yeah.
But isn't a hole-in-one pretty much just luck?
Yes.
It has to be.
I mean, you know.
Pretty much.
I'm
always
amazed.
You have to have a decent.
Yeah, I mean.
What pro has the most hole-in-ones? What
golfer can hit.
What pro golfer?
I mean, if you're going to be near, it's a par three, you're going to be near the hole eventually.
What?
I know.
How is the rest of the guy's game?
I mean, 135-yard par three, that's. You know, that's a pitching wedge for most people.
Yeah.
But I mean, congratulations.
Yeah, how funny would that be if he got a hole-in-one and still shot like a 142?
Yeah.
There you go.
Can you really hit 135 yards with a pitching wedge?
I can't, but there are people that can.
No kidding? Yeah, I could do about 115
nice.
For mine
that's
is what
good.
I would.
That seems like, that's just fun to me.
Yeah.
Do you suppose they let this guy drive the golf cart?
I don't know. And is a golf cart over there? Is the steering wheel on the other side?
That's true.
I don't know if this is the golfer with the most career hole-in-ones is Norman Manley with a total of 59.
What?
That's a lot. He achieved his impressive feat over his golfing career while professional golfers like Robert Allenby and Hal Sutton hold the record for the most hole-in-ones in a PGA history at 10 each.
Still 10 less than Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah, he was very good, apparently.
And their records only reflect tournament play. This other guy, it's just all day, everyday play.
This next guy's hole-in-one, unfortunately, is going to be him in a casket being lowered. Sorry.
Tiger had one in a hole, but he got a lot of trouble for that.
Yeah, okay, very good. Is that sports?
That's sports.
Okay.
Oh, really?
This is a good opportunity for us. I thought you just did that to check. I didn't know you did it to... Anybody sitting there.
He just hates sports.
It's the spot.
Yeah, I know. We covered a lot there. We have Christy Lee at the SILAC Insurance News Desk. But before we get to that, we promised we would do this story. I guess this is kind of newsworthy. I think I'll start by saying, kind of quizzing everybody, if it hasn't seen the story, does anybody know who Ronnie Rondell is?
Anything to do with the Rondells?
No, certainly a fair guess. Mm-hmm. And the context, once again, is one of the most famous album covers, certainly in the history of classic rock.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to guess he's guy on fire.
Yep. Yes.
That's absolutely
Ronnie
correct.
Rondell, the stuntman set on fire for Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here album cover, has died at the age of 88. Mr. Rondell passed away August 12th. He performed in dozens of films, including How the West Was Won, Twister, and The Matrix Reloaded. For the 1975 Wish You Were Here cover, Mr. Rondell wore a fire-retardant suit beneath a business jacket, doused with gasoline, and set ablaze. He was lit on fire for about 15 times before a sudden gust of wind blew the flames toward his face. Ouch.
So it's not CGI or whatever. It's real. Wow. And if you haven't seen the album cover, it's two guys look like business types shaking hands, and the one guy is on fire.
It's one of the greatest pictures I think that's ever been taken.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. it's a work of art.
But, of course, a famous Pink Floyd album.
So. There's a documentary about the making of a lot of those album covers, and there was a segment on that particular.
Oh, cool. I read
I wish I could remember
like a lengthy article about that the day they did it.
Yeah.
I hear that he saved that suit, and then when they cremated him, they realized all they were able to burn was his head. So they took the suit off. So you got a fireproof suit, you see.
You know, there will be something to be if that guy's cremated. I would almost demand it.
It's like a stuntman. Like they should set his casket on fire and catapult it out into the ocean.
Oh,
like
make it where it lands on a jet ski. And
I love it. Yeah, that'd be cool. They should have the the eulogy entitled "Wish You Were Still Here," in honor of the great. But that's kind of a cool story.
A man posing as Justin Bieber has been banned from a Las Vegas resort after pulling off a nightclub stunt.
Hey, what's your problem? I'm Justin Bieber.
According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, 29-year-old Dylan Desclos...
Hey, kiss me. I'm Bieber.
...posted as the pop star at the Wynn's XS nightclub. Mr. Desclos even took the stage and performed Bieber's 2015 hit, Sorry.
Turn the lights down a little bit.
Yeah.
His crew also ran up a tab of nearly $10,000.
Yeah. Bieber likes it dark.
That bill was eventually paid as he was escorted out by staff. A Wynn spokesman said Desclos and his advance team carried out an elaborate ruse to get him access to the stage.
Don't you know who I am?
Then I saw his face. It wasn't Bieber.
Once the deception was recognized, he was removed and banned from future entry.
It says this guy went to the trouble to... he has all of Bieber's tattoos.
No kidding.
Hang on a second. There's a comment.
I thought he didn't have any tattoos.
No, this says he had the tattoos.
Wow.
New story I saw said... That's how he recognized him. He didn't have
this guy said he recognized him. He goes, it looked like he'd put on a lot of weight.
Like chubby Bieber.
Yeah.
I like a chubby
Bieber. Yeah, I don't mind one at all.
Hey, what's the matter, broad? You don't want to meet the Biebs?
But what's odd is they had the $10,000 to pay their bill.
Oh, they had it, but they just...
Yeah, it says they paid it.
Yeah, it did say. Yeah, it does say. You know...
Oh, it says, okay, this guy does this a lot, apparently.
As a fat Bieber?
I can't tell. This guy, they're quoting the DJ, he says it looked like he'd put on a lot of weight. There's no photograph.
He's
here.
Thick.
I'm looking at him. He's.
Does he look like Justin Bieber?
Here's a picture of.
This guy says he's appeared at various events posing as Justin Bieber for the last eight years.
Not even close.
This is. I mean, but that's the real Justin Bieber. So he does look close. That's the real Justin Bieber.
Hey.
And that's the fake one. Bieber's got his hair cut real short now. This kid has his hair cut real short. It's
I see.
You know, not being able to recognize Justin Bieber is one of my strong suits. I got to tell you, I don't. In any event.
There was a Blue Bloods episode you would have enjoyed where this guy is impersonating Jimmy Buffett. He's getting all these meals for free and all this stuff. And the person who plays him in real life is Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett plays the guy.
Oh, that's
who's a great.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that now.
If you're going to impersonate someone, the best way to do it is do someone who's kind of like third tier fame.
Like the bass player from Sony.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what I do is somebody who nobody knows what they look like. I just walk into bars and, hi. I'm Tom Shane. Now you have a friend who's going to drink for free. They don't know.
There have been stories about.
We got tripped up. I got tripped up once. Not really. It was at a. It wasn't on the air. It was a like a public contest, and I was one of the judges. And they brought in another guy. Who was, as you say, Pat, he was purportedly the bass player of a pretty famous band, but not famous enough. And after a while, I realized that this dude was just scamming these people.
Oh, man.
But he was one of the judges in this contest. And it was a big contest at one of the biggest hotels in town. And
now, am I allowed to say, didn't somebody impersonate you for a while?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And that went, and I kept people come up to me and go, oh, yeah, you know, blah, blah. No, I didn't. I was never there. Yeah, they.
You got my wife pregnant, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
No, kick your ass.
We've all been through that.
Without going into too much detail, that was more or less what it was.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, oh, man.
Passengers plagued by delays on a flight from St. Louis to Seattle got an unexpected pick-me-up when jazz saxophonist Dave Koz and bandmates held an impromptu jam session on the plane. This would be fun.
No. Yeah. Hey, maybe I can get some sleep today. Guess what? All right.
Wait a minute. Were they in flight?
No, they were on the tarmac in Boise, Idaho. The plane was stuck, so Koz and fellow musicians
who
were headed to Seattle for two shows. Their flight was supposed to be direct, but had to divert to Boise after flight crews timed out.
I think after the third song, a guy, I have a bomb. There's bombs. I have a bomb in my ass.
My shoes are bomb bombs.
What's the name of the saxophone player?
Dave Koz. You don't know who Dave Koz is?
Yeah, he is quite famous.
He hosts a jazz show every weekend on, I don't know.
Famous in the jazz room.
I love Dave Koz.
When I saw the video, I was surprised they all had their instruments carried it on.
Yeah, they carried all their instruments on. The whole band did.
Old Pat over here.
Yeah. That's what you got to do these days,
Yeah, the guy with the stand-up bass.
Yeah. And the guy with the grand piano, he had a real hard time.
You guys know I always wanted to play the stand-up bass?
My dad did.
He did?
Yeah, through high school.
Will he teach me?
No.
But it's not too late.
Yeah, you could learn.
I've had these aspirations of harmonica and banjo and stand-up bass.
You don't play stand-up bass.
I know Dean does.
Yeah, but also Penn Jillette.
No kidding.
From Penn and Teller. Yeah, before their shows, he goes out there and does it.
Wow.
The hardest part about playing stand-up bass is getting $5,000 for the instrument. That's
the closest I ever got was when I was Foghorn Leghorn in the Looney Tunes show at Six Flags St. Louis. He played the Foghorn.
Ah,
he
played
the stand-up bass.
That's fine. Yeah. But it was a toy.
I'm shocked you've never heard of Dave. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, yeah.
Shocked you've never heard of Dave.
No,
Koz.
I have. I wasn't listening because this is a. I was looking for something.
I wasn't listening, he says.
Well, no, this is a story I didn't give you.
In fairness, I would be so pissed.
I know it's a story you didn't give me. I'm sorry. I thought it was interesting.
No, it is. No, I'm just saying I was looking up something else while you were doing it.
Say, look, all the guys are on. They've got their
It looks loud.
It looks there better be booze too.
Yeah. Boy, I feel bad for the guy sitting behind the trombone player. He's got the trombone slide whipping him in the face.
Oh my gosh.
That's cool.
All right.
Oh, thank you
when
very
in
much.
Boise.
Didn't you say you guys sang on a plane and annoyed everyone?
Dude. A show choir trip, yeah.
They made you stand up.
No, we stayed in our seats and just sang. And I'm not.
Did the rest of the plane know this was going to happen?
No, the stewardess came up and was like, "Oh, we have a special musical group here. They're all going to perform for you." We did two or three songs. You know what?
Two or three.
Yeah.
What were they?
You know, one of the songs.
Leave it on a jet plane.
Fire and Rain.
Suicide.
Stewardess, I have a bomb in my ass. Land the plane.
Pieces on the ground. Oh. And all
pieces on the ground. Yeah. Suicide.
You know what, Josh? This is kind of similar because the flight attendant had asked them to play a song because of the delay, and she was hoping it would cheer the passengers up.
I was embarrassed, and a couple buddies of mine, we were like, let's not do this. Everybody else in the show choir was so thrilled to be able to perform for these people.
They close with that'll be the day.
I was in show choir.
No kidding.
I was in show choir for the hang. I wasn't there for the... Yeah. I realize that now. I kind of didn't care.
But you have a nice voice, though.
Oh, thanks. But
was there action? Would you get some action?
Yeah,
was there show
up?
Choir action since you were the only straight guy?
I was not the only straight guy. Oh. There was a lot of hooking up. I never did hook up with anybody in show choir.
Huh.
So, yeah.
I just wondered if you kept vest on.
I was mad. I was crazy about one of the girls in there, and that kept me from exploring other options. Gotcha.
Did you ever talk to her?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, yeah. We were really close. Yeah.
Did you ever...
No. But as soon as I would lose interest, she came running back and
of course.
That's how it always works.
That's
my technique.
So I was... There were a couple years there I was a mess. Just a... My heart was in a blender.
Now I feel bad.
It's okay.
Coming up.
Did you ever have to scat on a plane?
Only when the turbulence got bad.
See?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Action. Next Roll is a groundbreaking podcast created and executive produced by Vernon Davis.
This is where we talk about reinvention.
The series explores the transformative journeys of athletes, artists, comedians, and entrepreneurs.
They don't just stop here. They just keep going.
Next Roll isn't about what's next. It's about why they do it, how they overcome fear, and the resilience it takes to keep evolving at the highest level.
That's what it's all about. Stay tuned.
Next Roll with Vernon Davis. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.